mentioned on the text tree, we are so happy to be hearing this message from Brother Azar that we heard. I saw the date back in December 8th of 2019, a little over a year ago is when this was recorded. Brother Azar preached this tremendous message, the title being The Staff of the Brotherhood, The Staff of the Brotherhood. And if you recall, he talked about unity, the unity of the brethren, and the strength that we receive from bonding and uniting together in spirit. And that's what we're going to be hearing tonight. It's a pretty lengthy message, so we've cut it in half. So we'll be hearing half tonight and half next Monday night. What a way to end the year, and what a way to bring in the new year by hearing this tremendous message from Brother Azar, the staff of the Brotherhood. We want to thank Brother Jacob Roseberry and Brother Roseberry, who were instrumental in suggesting this message, and for Jacob uploading it. Thank you to the Roseberries. And so without further ado, let's go ahead and begin to hear part one of this message tonight.
Would you just please stay with me tonight? Amen. I want to ask you if you can please just lift your hands for a moment and as we pray. Lord, we love you tonight. We feel your presence. We ask you, Lord, to flow in this place.
Just so everyone understands, for the first few seconds, the volume is a little bit low, but it will come back up in volume here in just a few moments.
All the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Jesus Christ, amen. I want to ask you if you can please go with me to the book of Zechariah, chapter 11, and verse 10. Zechariah, the book of Zechariah, chapter 11, and verse 10. And the Bible says, and I took my staff, even in beauty, and cut it asunder. I might break my covenant which I had made with all the people. And it was broken in that day, and so the poor of the flock that waited upon me knew that it was the word of the Lord. And I said unto them, if ye think good, give me my price, and if not, forbear. So they wait for my price, 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said unto me, cast it unto the potter, a goodly price that I was prized at of them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver and cast them to the potter in the house of the Lord. Then I cut asunder mine other staff, even bands, that I might break the brotherhood between Judah and Israel. And the Lord said unto me, take unto thee yet the instruments of the foolish shepherds. For lo, I will raise up a shepherd in the land which shall not visit those that be cut off, neither shall seek the young one, nor he of that is broken, nor feed that that standeth still. But he shall eat the flesh of the fat, and tear the claws in pieces. Woe to the idle shepherd that leadeth the flock, the sword shall be upon his arm and upon his right eye. His arm shall be clean dried up, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened. Amen. Would that help us, the Lord? I want to preach tonight about the staff of the brotherhood. The staff of the brotherhood. If you can please, let's put our Bibles one more time and help me pray. Lord, we ask you to speak to our hearts tonight. Let your word go forth, let it be anointed, let it do its work according to your purpose and will. We completely depend on you. Give you all the glory and the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Would you give the Lord one more hand clap tonight? He is worthy. Jesus, you're worthy. All the glory and the honor and the praise. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, please be seated. The definition of brotherhood is actually a relationship between brothers or close friends. It is a feeling of kinship with other people. Amen. I want to preach tonight from a relationship perspective, not from a gender perspective. Amen. Therefore, I don't want to single my message only to the men of the church, but also to the women, because I believe that the same definition, the same principles that applies to the brotherhood applies to the sisterhood. Amen. There's something beautiful about the brotherhood. Amen. It is when you speak about brotherhood or sisterhood. Amen. It is a fellowship. It's spiritual connection. It's a spiritual family. It's an alliance. It's a connection in belief, in doctrine, in lifestyle, in emotion, in practice. It is the core that brings people together. Amen. And something that I love about the Christian Brotherhood, that it's something that you cannot join. You cannot just decide that I'm going to be part of it. You've got to be born in it. You can't join the family of God. You've got to be born in that family of God. And I'm thankful tonight, amen, that there is a way for people to be born into the brotherhood, into the family of God, by being baptized in Jesus' name, amen, for the remission of sins and being filled with the Holy Ghost. I believe through that process, God brings men and women into the family of God, making them brothers and sisters in the kingdom of God, where God becomes the father and the church becomes the mother, where they need to belong to a kingdom of God, where God, amen, is in control of their life and they are part of that family, amen, that God intends for it to be. Amen. Amen. Being a brotherhood is not something that's just found in the New Testament church, but it was really something that God has instituted even in the Old Testament church. Amen. It was on the heart of God, the mind of God. It is the will of God for men to get together and sisters get together. Amen. And to form the body of God, the body of Christ. It is the will of God. If you want to be part of God's people, you cannot be just an individual part of God's people. You've got to be in the brotherhood. You've got to be in the sisterhood. You've got to be connected. You've got to be part of this membership, amen, of the body of God. Hallelujah. If you study the scriptures, if you search the Bible, when God had created Israel, God created Israel out of the brotherhood. Amen. They were tribes. They were different tribes from different fathers. But when you speak of Israel, you are speaking of brethren being together. Amen. Bound together with one purpose, one mission, one goal. They were supposed to move together and eat together and worship together. They were supposed to fight together and being involved one with one another. Hallelujah. Amen. As long as that brotherhood was there, they were mighty men and women. They were conquerors. Amen. They overcame things. They were powerful. They overcame their enemies. And God was blessing them as brethren. God was blessing them as people bound together. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you come into the New Testament church, you step into the New Testament church, nothing has changed, but the brotherhood has become more stronger, has become more, amen, definite in God's plan. It has become, amen, powerful and bounded together. And I believe that Jesus Christ didn't just come into this world to save people, but I believe he came to open the doors to the brotherhood. I believe that Jesus wanted to bring brethren, bring them together into the family of God. Before I get, amen, further into my message tonight, the brotherhood gives us a sense of belonging to a family. Yes. Amen. It gives us a feeling of a sense of belonging to a fellowship. I'm part of something. I'm not by myself. I don't just join a church. I'm not just part of God's people. I'm not just God's child, but I'm part of the brotherhood. I have brethren. I have sisters that I'm connected with. Oh, hallelujah. That's right. Amen. It is the will of God, amen, for us to be brothers and sisters, not just by name, but by feelings, and by mindsets, and by thoughts, and by actions. Amen. The brotherhood gives us an inheritance. It gives us a heritage. It gives us a common destiny. Amen. When you join the brotherhood, you are joining, amen, the main cause, amen, of that family. My brothers, I have three brothers. We come from one family, one father. My father had given us a name, and we belong into that family. We grew up with that destiny, and that's what happened. When you are baptized in Jesus' name, God gives you a name, and you belong to a family. And you cannot go to heaven unless you join the brotherhood.
All right.
Hallelujah. God is not going to save individuals. God is going to save the brotherhood. He's going to save the church. He's going to save the sisterhood.
playing during their own time, feeling like I belong, that's between me and God. No, no, no. Don't let the devil fool you and tell you can have that thing on your own. You've got to be part of the brotherhood. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, ask you the Holy Ghost tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The brotherhood will empower you to deviate from an individual mindset and pursuing your own personal agenda, your own personal interest, into pursuing God's interest, into pursuing God's agenda and purpose. The brotherhood, amen, what strips you from your personal desires and your personal thoughts and gives you the thoughts of the family, the thoughts of the kingdom. You become kingdom-minded when you enter into the brotherhood. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. That's why the Lord said, you know, you, if you want to follow me, if you want to be my disciple, you know what you got to do. You got to deny yourself. In other words, you got to join the brotherhood. You got to join the sisterhood. You got to join the family. You got to deny yourself. Carry your cross and follow me. If you want to be part of my children, part of my children, you've got to join the brotherhood. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we see our Lord Jesus. He is our chief brother. Amen. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9, but we see Jesus, who was made little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering, for both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he's not ashamed to call them brethren. Hallelujah, yeah. Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren, and in the midst of the church will I sing unto thee. That's what Jesus came. He opened the doors for the brotherhood. Hallelujah, that's right. Amen. He wasn't ashamed. That's why he sanctified us. That's why he washed us. That's why he gave us his spirit. So you and I can join the family of God. You can become my brother and you become my sister. Hallelujah, people from every different world, places of life, different backgrounds, different colors, different language, different, amen, heritage. When they come to the family of God, they become one. Why? Because yes, it's the brotherhood. And this is something that the world does not know. This is something that the world does not promote. This is something that the world is against. You know why? Because the spirit of the world is against the brotherhood. It's against everything you learn outside these doors. It's about you and how you feel better and how you want to do your own thing and how you excel. So you got to focus on yourself. It doesn't matter how everybody else feels. It's you. It's you. And can I tell you, in the kingdom of God, there is no such thing. It's about your brother. It's about your sister.
Yes, you're right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want to be one of his, hear me tonight. If you want to be one of his, you've got to join the brotherhood.
You're right. Good preaching. Amen.
Bless.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Thank you, Elder. If you want to be one of his, you've got to join the sisterhood. And you've got to maintain that mindset. You've got to live that mindset. You've got to develop that mindset. You've got to cherish the brotherhood. You've got to love the brotherhood. You've got to be willing to lay your life for the brotherhood. You've got to take care of that thing.
Come on.
My Jesus. Hallelujah. That's right.
Amen. Yes.
That's right. Amen. Brotherhood is the call of Christ's mission.
Yes.
It is what Jesus came to do.
You're right.
He came to bring a family together.
Yes.
If you've got to be saved, I'm going to say it one more time. You've got to join the fold.
Yes.
Once you step outside the fold, you step outside of salvation.
Amen.
Jesus is coming back for a church, not an individual.
Yeah. All right.
Jesus will save you when you are part of the fold. churches. I don't want to miss out on God's plan. I don't want to stay outside of the family, because let me tell you, the inheritance is for the family. It's not for individuals, it's for the family. The kingdom of God belongs to the family, and you've got to be part of that family. You cannot do it by being on your own.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Brotherhood will strip a man from being selfish.
Hear it. Hear it.
And self-centered.
Right.
In making him care for one another. And let's just speak one-on-one Christianity tonight.
Man.
It's going back to the basics where you love one another.
All right.
You help one another.
Very good.
You care for one another. You become one with another. And you have confidence in one another. And you trust one another.
Right.
This is my brotherhood. This is my family. This is my church. This is where I belong. These are my brothers. These are my sisters. I'm connected to them. I worship with them. God is our Father. They have the same blood. We have the blood of Jesus. We have the same spirit. We have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's right. That's why you ought to be careful how you speak about my brethren. You ought to be careful how you speak about my church. That's why you ought to be careful how you speak about my scriptures. Hallelujah. Amen. That's something I told my children.
Amen. I told them, you don't tolerate anybody. You don't let anybody come and speak anything about your brothers or your sister. Amen. You go speak to my girls about Jacob. Man, they just want to tear you apart. You don't speak about my brother.
All right.
Hallelujah. You go speak about one of the girls to Jacob. Man, you're in trouble. Because I have told them to protect the family, protect the brotherhood, protect your sister. That's what's about. If you're going to make it, you've got to protect the family. Hallelujah. Amen. Brotherhood means that you never have to stand alone. That's right. It's having the confidence that your brother and your sister is watching your back. Brotherhood is God's fundamental constitution for the church. Brotherhood is strength. That's why it's called the bands of the brotherhood. What God take an individual, amen, and bring him to another individual, and before you know it, they have that band, that strength. And can I tell you tonight, that's exactly what the devil is afraid of. The devil doesn't mind isolating you, coming against you. Can I tell you tonight, there is not one person strong enough on his own to fight the devil tonight. But can I tell you, amen, when you come with your brother and your sister, all of hell shakes. All of hell want to come against you. That's why the devil comes and hates the brethren. He knows that one can make 1,000 to flee, but two can make 10,000. Three, maybe 100,000. There is no telling in the amount of brethren being together what they can do against the kingdom of Satan. Amen. Just bear with me tonight. Amen. Brotherhood keeps you balanced. Keeps you balanced. Hallelujah. I make it a point to stay connected. I can be in the Middle East on my own, doing my own things, but I beg preachers to come to Lebanon. And I want to go to them. I want them to come because I want to stay balanced. People err when they start isolating themselves and feel like, man, God's speaking to me and God is revealing things to me. Can I tell you, unless it bounces against other men and other people that you trust in the kingdom of God, you're isolating yourself and you are in trouble. You are in trouble. You are in trouble. You are in trouble. That's how people err from the faith. Amen. When they leave the brotherhood. Hallelujah. There is the strength in being one. Amen. Acts chapter 2 and verse 1. Look what happened. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Amen. When God sees group of people in one accord, having one mind, one thing on their mind, one thing on their hearts, all on the same page, everybody is thinking about the family of God and the kingdom of God. You don't have to ask God to move. You don't have to knock at the doors of heaven and say, God, pour down your spirit. Amen. God will give you Pentecost every time you get together. God will move every time the church gets together. When the brotherhood comes together, the Father shows up. Oh, hallelujah. The Father shows up. You know why? Because the Father loves His children. It brings me a joy when I see my kids together. Man, I'll do anything. I can't wait to leave tomorrow to fly over to Lebanon just to be around. I want to see my... I love all my girls and my son the same way. I love my family. It brings me a joy when they all come together in the family room and they want to play a game or do something or sit around the table and eat. Can I tell you? That's the exact joy it gets when you come to church with that mentality. You want God to smile on your life? Love the brotherhood. You want God to move in your life? Love your sister. Love your brother. Love the brother. Love the sisterhood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amazing things take place in the Bible when people get together in one mind, one accord. Acts 2 and 46, and they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. I just miss my brother. I just got to get together with them. I can't wait for church. I can't wait just to be among them. I can't wait to speak with them. I can't wait to worship with them. Hallelujah. The Bible says when they have done that, they were praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. You want a revival? Love the brotherhood. You want a revival? Love the sister, love your church. Love being together. You want a revival? Oh, you don't have to hear me tonight. You want God to bring people out of the streets. People bring them into your church and in your midst. You want to be part of a revival. God moving. Develop a mindset for the brotherhood. Love the brotherhood. Amen. Hallelujah. Miracles happens when people get together. Hallelujah. Acts 5 and 12, look what happened. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest durst no man to join himself to them. But the people magnified them, and believers were more added to the Lord. Multitudes, both of men and women. Church, I want to tell you tonight, the brotherhood is what's going to birth a revival. It's what's going to make God move. It's going to make God move in the midst, because you know why? God loves the brotherhood. Healings, signs, and miracles. I want to be part of that. I want to be part of a revival. And we see many people today, man, I don't have a revival. God is not moving. Well, could it be because you're focused on yourself? Could it be because it's all about you? But if I can show you scripture after scripture tonight, God always moved when there was a love for the brotherhood. And there is nothing more than the devil want to fight than the brotherhood and the sisterhood. He's been the accuser of the brethren, amen, from day one. You never hear about a devil fighting a devil, just a brother fighting a brother and a sister fighting a sister. Amen. You know why? Because that's what he does day and night, accusing you, accusing, accusing, accusing. You know why he accuses? Because he hates the brotherhood. He hates the sisterhood. He hates to see you loving your sisters and loving your brother and putting your brother first and your sister first, having that bond. That bond, that spiritual connection with them. You matter to me. Yes. If you are in trouble, I am in trouble. Yes. If you are in need, I am in need. Yes. If you hurt, I hurt. Yes. It's the brotherhood and the sisterhood. It's not just loving people from a distance. I pray for you, brother. No, no, no. The Bible says a friend loves at all times. And I'm thankful for friends that loves. But a brother is born for adversities. A true brother will stand with you when you're in trouble. A true sister will stand with you when there's problems in your life. A true brother said, "Brother, how can I help you? If I have food on my table, I'll put food on your table." It's Bible. We wonder what's happening. I'll tell you exactly what's happening. The church has become this cluster of individuals all together without a connection. Without a connection in the mind and the heart and the spirit. But the moment you break that loose, God will show up. God will always bless the brotherhoods. God will always men getting together and worshiping God and living for God and loving one another. Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple, don't just love me. Don't tell me you love me if you don't love your brother. I believe that's basic Christianity.
Are you with me, church?
Hallelujah. That's right. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. I know. I'm happy. I don't know about you, but I'm happy because I feel God. I feel God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The trail of the brotherhood in the scriptures has always been followed by the spirit of murder and betrayal. From Genesis all the way throughout the scriptures to the New Testament, when the brotherhood gets together, there is a spirit of murder that always follows. And I believe that God wants this church to be aware of that. Because God, I feel it in my spirit that God wants to do great things in this church. But you, a brother and sister, you got to make up in your mind, I'm going to protect the brotherhood. I'm going to protect where God put me in. I'm going to shield it. I'm going to fight for it. Hallelujah. Satan cannot get you if you are in the fold. He will try to isolate you all the time. Amen. You're not weak when you're in church. You're weak when you're outside on your own. That's right. Hallelujah. Satan comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. Amen. The book of Revelation tells us, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. When you have that mentality, I'm not going to love myself. I'm going to love my brother more than myself. You're going to overcome Satan. There are five things that kills the brotherhood, if I may speak about them tonight. The first thing that kills the brotherhood is called jealousy. Jealousy is a spirit. Jealousy is a spirit of murder. It always goes with murder. Jealousy will make a couple hate each other, accuse each other, fight among each other until it kills their marriage. Amen. Jealousy is a very dangerous spirit. And jealousy always works near the brotherhood. It's a snake. It's a spirit of murder. And it's in the Bible from the day one. Satan hates to see brothers get along. Satan hates to see sisters get along. And so he sends the spirit of jealousy. In Exodus 20 and 17, when God brought all the Israelites together, he said, "Thou shalt not covet thy brother's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is in thy neighbor's, nor anything that God blessed him with." If God blessed your brother, it doesn't mean that God favors them. You ought to get excited for your brother when he gets blessed. You ought to get excited. And if there is anything in your heart that tells you, well, look how God, you ought to notice that spirit and said, "You have no place in my heart. I'm not going to let that spirit of murder get around the brotherhood." Hallelujah. Amen. In Genesis 4 and 5, "But unto Cain and his offering, he had no respect. And Cain was very wroth with it, and his countenance fell." And you can always tell people, amen, when they start having attitude, amen, attitude is dangerous. Attitude is the first sign that you're about to go in the wrong direction. What's your attitude? Watch, if your face fell, if something comes, amen, this is the big red flag. They said, you know what, I got to back out. I got to look into my heart, look into my spirit, check my mind, check my heart, check my life. Because there is that spirit right behind it. Amen. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? God healed him. He didn't heal you. God bless you. He didn't bless you. Why are you upset? You know what God told Cain? He said, you know, if you do well, amen, it'll be well with you also. Can I tell you tonight that God is not a respecter of people, but He's a respecter of principle. When you get that mindset that God loves you just like He loves your brother and your sister, if God did it for them, He'll do it for you. Just love the brotherhood. Just do right.
Praise the Lord. What a tremendous message we heard tonight. Again, this is the first half of Brother Azar's message on the staff of the Brotherhood. We want to take a moment just to apologize. The first few minutes, as you heard, was a little low. It was not fully recorded on the system, but thankfully, after the first few minutes, we were able to hear it much, much better. But what we want to talk about here is this, the anointing that we felt building and building and building as Brother Azar began his message. He talked about the sense of belonging to a family. What a timely theme right now, especially with the holidays and everything that's taking place. We heard about a tragedy that just took place, and there's a family in need. But church, we are that family that this family that's just suffered this tragedy can feel a part of. They can feel like they are part of this family, praise God. Not just a part of a church, but we are part of the brotherhood, Brother Azar said. We are not individuals, but we are part of the brotherhood, part of the church. And he also mentioned about not being islands unto ourselves, not having our own personal agenda, but we are part of this brotherhood. He talked about being kingdom-minded. When we are part of the brotherhood, we are kingdom-minded, not ashamed to call them brethren, is what the Lord said. And he also, let's not be selfish here, he didn't just talk about the brotherhood, he talked about the sisterhood and the brotherhood. They go hand in hand, praise God. And he also mentioned how that Jesus is coming back for a church, not an individual, but he's coming back for a church. He's coming back for the family. He talked about being careful how you speak about my brother or my sister. When we're part of this brotherhood, we're going to make sure and protect each other. We got each other's back, he had mentioned. Also, he talked about the bands of the brotherhood and how that the bands represent strength. When we lock, I think it was Sister Cindy just texted in, when brothers and sisters lock their arms together, you are forming a strength, a band of strength. And on the last note is, this, the brotherhood, the unity of the brotherhood is what is going to bring revival. It is what is going to move God and what is going to bring revival. And on that final note, I want to tell you briefly about something that took place today with Sister Jessica and Brother Miguel. I spoke to them about their grandfather in Mexico, in Guanajuato, Mexico, and he had the coronavirus. Sadly enough, he did pass away today. But in talking to them about this, and we're going to be praying for him in just a moment, but in talking to them about this today, I asked if there was a church, an apostolic Jesus name church in that part of the city, and there is not. So I got on the phone with Brother Vaughn, our missionary in Mexico, and we spoke about the possibility of trying to do something there. We have something in motion taking place where we're going to try to get a group of Sister Jessica's family. There's over 100 grandkids in her family in that city. So we know the Lord has much people in that city. And I spoke to the missionary about the book we're reading right now called Orchestrating Revival. And church, we are now orchestrating revival. We are serving a hand in beginning to develop something in that city so that these souls can be reached with the gospel of salvation. Praise God. Why don't we just pray together right now for Sister Jessica's family in Mexico, whose grandfather passed away. His name was Francisco. Let's pray for that family right now, Lord Jesus. You see everything that this family has gone through in the last week, Lord God, with their grandfather suffering with this virus and now passing away today. We're asking you to cover that family with your peace that passes all understanding. We're asking you, Lord God, to make a way in helping us to develop a group there, a church, so that these families can receive your salvation. In the name of Jesus, we're praying. And everyone said, amen. Well, church, we hope you enjoyed this message tonight. We look forward to the second half next Monday. But again, be prayerful between now and Wednesday, and let's get ready for our communion service on Wednesday night of this week. God bless all of you. Have a great night. In Jesus' name, amen.